Happy Sabbath, church. Happy Sabbath. Amen. If you would just pray with me. Dear Lord, I ask that you touch my mouth so that your words may come out of it. I ask that you touch my mind so that it may be used to edify your people. And I ask that you touch all of our hearts so we may love like you do. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. When the devil came to steal from me, I was too young to know what he was stealing. A creation of innocence born in sin, a deadly plan of attack he was building. I knew not the thing which was taken, but it was mine and I knew it was gone. Knew not the meaning of being forsaken, but I felt this way all along. When the devil began to plan my death, life and I had just met. I became his target to diminish, but he knew someone amazing had paid my debt. Some followers call Satan master, but there's only one thing in which he has a degree. I'd like to call him a professor of humanology. He has studied the weaknesses, tempted and plotted against our ancestors. He tosses several vices our way and watches as we become sinful predecessors. He casts bait and throws several lines just to see which one will bite, trying to drown us in darkness, hoping we never get to see God's light. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. How fitting the word of God calls him a thief. He is the king of counterfeits, trying to blind us with disbelief. He is misery in search of company, so it would be considered especially wise to give him no invitation, no window, because he's a master of disguise. But isn't it something that most of his tricks only work for a little while, all because of our Savior? See, Jesus makes Satan's power futile. With Christ, all of our defeats become victories. Open your spiritual ear and let this be understood. With him, you don't have to fear your enemies, because what the devil meant for bad, God turns for your good. You and I are the proven fact that the enemy only attacks greatness. He looks to take you out, and his sloppy plans are shameless. But God, I say indeed, watching over us hour by hour, keeping us in every need, protection from attacks aiming to devour. Our heavenly King gives us life and life more abundantly. He restores, he renews, he uplifts, and he loves unconditionally. I have seen him give back what looked to be forever stolen. Eternal death attempted to capture, but eternal life was the holy word spoken. Let us rejoice always and never cease to pray, no matter what fiery dart the devil may launch our way. And although sin seems to be winning because it's publicized so flippantly, still give thanks to the Almighty for his will. He has signed, sealed, and delivered this victory. Don't get trapped by racial and political fights. These are tricks to seek to divide and conquer. We are seriously living in the last days. Earth as we know it is approaching its final hour. Don't let propaganda saturate your brain. Believe me, it's nothing but a decoy. Don't let these control your emotions. You are no yo-yo and you are no one's toy. You are to stand in righteousness, faithful and strong, while the light of Christ shines brightly in you. You will never become a victim of this world when the Most High has the light that will shine through. Amen. Thank you.